The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon and the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
We Catholics believe in something called apostolic tradition, meaning we can trace our lineage back to a particular apostle, one of these 12, and through them to Christ himself. Christ instructed these apostles to spread the good news far and wide, proclaiming that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And except for Judas, that's exactly what they did. They traveled everywhere, founding communities of believers, gathering groups of people around them to worship God and to believe in Jesus Christ. He left these men behind, not just to spread his church, but to lead it as well. All throughout Scripture, we see Peter and Paul writing letters to various communities, instructing them on how to believe, how to solve their problems, how to rectify wrongs, and even how to admit new members. And just as Christ left them behind to lead his fledgling church, he has also given us apostles in our time in order to lead his church here and now and continue the spread of the gospel. The only difference is that we call them by a different title. The apostles of today we call bishops. Our bishops are direct successors to the original 12 apostles. In the same way that Peter and Paul had authority to lead the early church communities, our bishops have the authority and duty to lead our communities today. And we likewise have the duty to listen and to follow their leadership. In some ways, this is similar to how children listen to and follow the leadership of their parents, or how we listen to and follow the leadership of our own pastor. The thing is, though, that our bishops, our leaders, are in dire need of our prayers. Now, I'm not saying that the bishops of today are being persecuted in the same way that the apostles were. No one's tracking them down and throwing them to the lions. But I promise you, they're under just as much spiritual attack as the apostles were. They are fallible men, and just like you and I, they are capable of falling. My brothers and sisters, if I leave you with one thing today, let it be this. Pray for our bishops, the successors of the apostles.